Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama. The issue for us to really be mindful of is that we dwell in the presence of an absolute and eternal presence, and in spite of and in light of that presence, we still have so many people upon the planet doing whatever they have the unconsciousness to do. And so the meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to bring us that much needed focus point of realization, to take us beyond the blatant realities, to allow us to explore collectively the infinite possibilities and absolute realities. We are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence whose presence is the whole of existence itself. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night from 11 to 2. For those of you who are tuned in by the World Wide Web, thank you for tuning in. There's so many other things that you could be listening to. And for all of you who are the Inner Circle, who try to make sure you are always attuned to this frequency, I am so thankful and so grateful and so appreciative for your consistency. It is such a blessing to know that wherever you are, wherever we are, wherever those are who constitute our families and our inner circles, wherever we are all completely held in this now moment of eternity by virtue of each and every breath we take, with each beat of our heart, and every step that we make. May we ever be ever more conscious and conscientious of being in the presence of that absolute and eternal presence which some call God. May we each become ever mindful of who we be in relationship to that absolute and eternal presence which some call God. May we each be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and revivified so that we may become ever more potent expressions of that thing that you all call God, the intelligence of existence itself, whose intelligence and presence is permeating every atom and every cell of our being. May we be all harmonized and unified in a collective revelation, a collective resolution, collective commitment to stand in the fullness of all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of that absolute and eternal presence that some call God, that extends beyond all realms, all worlds, all heavens, all hells. It is our time in this now moment of eternity to embrace that absolute reality that will allow us to be every day consistently in harmony with the truth of our own beings, so that wherever we be, we are harmonized with our true purpose in existence. And that purpose in existence is to be able to do that which the intelligence of our being would have us do by virtue of our own talents, skills, abilities, and inheritance as we have been gifted through its order, through its intelligence printed upon our DNA that is timeless. Our generations don't go back just 3 or 4 or 5 generations. Our generations go back for hundreds of generations, thousands of generations, even more. We are these infinite and eternal points of an absolute and eternal presence. And it is the purpose of existence for existence to be forever perpetrated, forever perpetuated, forever exalted, forever glorifying and magnifying the truth of being, the truth of supreme being, the truth of infinite and eternal, absolute and supreme being. It is our purpose in being to glorify and magnify the intelligence of our beings, to glorify and magnify the intelligence and the legacy of the lineages that we represent, to come forward to the earth with gifts of intelligence and wisdom and love and ingenuity and creativity and personality that is completely loving and caring and ready to do that which need be done in each moment. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, and immortal points of an absolute and eternal presence. And there is conspiracy to make sure that we stay distracted, that we stay entertained and sublimated and commercialized and whatnot, so that we are not able to function in the fullness of that which we are as intelligences of existence, as those who are the vehicles and vessels of the intelligence of existence, as those who have absolute duty, obligation, and responsibility to fulfill gloriously a earth residency that will allow us foundation for being qualified for infinity and eternity as conscious immortals upon this planet. There are those who think that your right to be wrong, your right to be mistaken, your right to be in darkness, your right to kill yourself, your right to undermine the integrity of your own being, your right to feed your children garbage, your right to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death is a right that God has conferred upon you. The Creator blessed you with so much of its own presence, and there is not one point or one part of you that is not a manifestation and gift of its own presence and intelligence. You and I have created nothing of ourselves. We have the opportunity, however, to recreate ourselves, to consciously harmonize ourselves in the knowing, in the truth, in the love, in the light, in the reverence and the respect of there being laws that govern life, laws that govern existence, and laws that govern our being qualified for continuance in existence by consciously seeking to harmonize with the law and have the law be substantiated as reality of that which we are, that which is substantiated as the reality of our own personal presence, which will confer upon us integrity, ethic, morality, and that which will give us leverage in the wicked system that is about to be destroyed. You and I have opportunity to choose light and wisdom and peace and poise and power and potency. You and I have opportunity to choose cleansing and healing and renewal and rebirth and resurrection and revivification. You and I have opportunity to choose abundant living, glorious living, life in light and absolute delight, joy and rejoicing, a heart overflowing with blessings and thanksgiving, and the capacity with which to bless the lives of everyone we touch. You and I can make conscious choices to stand on behalf of light, to stand on behalf of love, to stand on behalf of truth, to be completely committed and consecrated, dedicated, and have the rights of authority as Christed beings conferred upon your presence, so that everywhere you are present, so is the intelligence of existence in the fullness of its presence and is able to respond correctly to that which is needed in any now moment of eternity in which you show up. Every now and again, we have to take some time to be still. Be held in the reality of cosmic being, to realize that that cosmic being is breathing as our own very breath, that its pulse is animating our own very heart, and that our heartbeat is allowing us to keep time with timelessness. with each and every breath we take, with every step that we make, with each and every beat of our hearts, we should be ever more respectful and reverencing, appreciative and thankful for the gift and the blessing of existence, for the gift and the blessing of intelligence that permeates every atom and every cell of our being, for the gift and the blessing of the opportunity to participate as a conscious being in the presence of the absolute, and to stand forward, to stand uprightly, to stand absolutely, to stand resolutely on behalf of the absolute whole of existence itself, on behalf of all creatures, on behalf of all of those who have breath, and all of those who have pulse, and all of those who have movement, and all of those who have the right to exist by virtue of the intelligence of existence animating them. This is that which these people have overlooked. They act as if they have the right to destroy. They have the right to create other beings that are not able to participate in existence as perpetuators of life, so that that which these people create cannot perpetuate itself. And that is not the formula of existence for the Creator's intent and integrity and wholeness. The Creator has authored and authorized every being to be able to perpetuate itself. And nobody has authorized these people to create things and beings who are not able to perpetuate themselves. And now those who call themselves human, those who call themselves man and woman, are unable to perpetuate themselves. They're sterile, they're infertile, they're impotent, they're bringing forth children who are not being given the fullness of their birthright in having a body that has been charged with the elements of existence that allow it to function and will allow it to function optimally as that spirit grows within that body. So here we are now, those of us who have any vestige of light in us, those of us who have any real care in us, those who have any real desire for wholeness, for truth, for light, for love, for peace, for wholeness, to see your own lineages perpetuated and thriving in rightness, in light, in health and well-being, in integrity and ethic and morality. It is our time to take it upon ourselves to reflect and to walk in that light ourselves, for we cannot expect our children to do that which we are not willing to do. We cannot expect them to continue to try to hear what we're saying when what we're doing is saying something totally antithetical to that which we're giving them. We have to be remade and rebirthed so that we are consistent as mothers and fathers in the perpetuation of love and light and wholeness, and protecting our children so that they have the security of comfort of our love, our light, our wisdom, our truth, our peace, and our poise, and they will stand forward and come forward in ever greater degrees of conscious unfoldment as living, loving intelligences and potent immortal points of presence of that absolute and eternal presence, as is intended by the intelligence of existence to see itself magnified and glorified with each and every generation of itself. Those of us who are here in this now moment of eternity have opportunity to do that which has yet been done. We have opportunity to pray and ask with every beat of our heart, with every breath that we take, to become ever more potent, ever more peace-filled, ever more conscious and conscientious of being these points and parts of the Creator's own presence, and resting in its ever-embracing arms, the total assurity of its blessings, in knowing that the Creator, the intelligence of existence, cannot lie. It is not a liar. It only stands on truth, and everything stands in its truth. The mountains stand in their truth. The trees and everything in existence stands and represents the truth and the promise and the blessing of the Creator, and none of other points of existence have to slave and kill and murder and undermine anything or anybody else for its existence. And And so we must take our lessons from life itself. We must become students of life itself. We must realize that life itself is everlasting, that life itself is self-regenerating, self-renewing. It is completely receptive and responsive to the intelligence of existence, and the intelligence of existence is completely supporting, completely encompassing, completely penetrating, completely permeating, completely and totally all of that which it is, and all it has to do is to be that which it is, and all we need to do is to relax and to surrender in the understanding and with the overstanding that in order for us to stand as a humanity of people, a race and nation of people, we have to be ordered in the intelligence and with the intelligences of existence, which cannot be defeated by governments and men and Willy Lich chips and all of these things that you all continue to talk about and rant and rave about, more so than the intelligence of existence, more so than the promises of the absolute, more so than the fullness of that which is light, love, wisdom, and truth. These are the things that we were given and gifted and have to turn to in order to come to that state of affair and being where we operate as liberated beings, where the intelligence of our being is completely free to operate in the fullness of that which it is as intelligence directly. You cannot legislate that. You cannot just create that degree of harmony and consistency and integrity and personal power within community meetings. This is something that we each individually have to ask for. We have to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to it in our most personal moments with each other, and to support that conscious choice in all of our other moments with each other, seen or unseen. Wherever we stand, we have to have already consistently developed and cultivated and unfolded in the communication with the absolute intelligence of existence, and allow that intelligence to have its way in our lives. And so we have to completely free up. It cannot have its way as long as we're consuming the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, FD&C colorings, and colored drinks, and all of the things that these people create as bastardizing agents so that we stay completely programmable. Completely impotent. Ineffective and filled with all manners of erroneous thinking, lack, fear, inhibition, doubt, and trepidation, cowardice, impotency, negativity, whoredom, prostitution, faithlessness, dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation, where the sins of omission and commission are always compiling upon us, so that our self-esteem is so low that we surround ourselves in layers of fat. We continue to inundate ourselves with all manners of alcohol and tobacco and crack and drugs and cocaine and all manners of things, so that we don't feel the pain of being outside of the order of light and love and wisdom and truth and peace and poise. For the truth of every being is that to be truthfully held in the reality of light and love and wisdom and truth, for that's really all there is. For we live in a rainbow of color, and the earth herself is completely surrounded in the heavens directly. We don't have to die to go somewhere. We have to live consciously in the presence of the absolute, consciously live as points of presence of an absolute and eternal presence, and to know that the quality of our lives and the character of our lives should reflect the virtue and integrity of that which is. For that which is always giving and gifting to us. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the Creator directly. It's not just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It is that which is completely intelligent, and all intelligences are completely completely held in the law of giving and receiving. Everything is giving and receiving. Everything is participating in the perpetuation of existence itself. And so when we don't do that, when we allow ourselves to be blocked, to be dammed up, to be contaminated and defiled so that our faculties are not truly attuned and charged in the light of intelligence so that we can function on behalf of all of life itself, then we cannot function in the fullness of that which we are. And aspiring to do so when you consciously recognize that you're not doing so is the way to start. To have the desire to realize that there's a need to know that until you accept the laws that govern life and harmonize yourself accordingly, you will always be struggling. You will always be in a position where you are spouting all manners of untruths and living unclean lives and doing things that you really don't care to do. And the things that you care to do, you can't even begin to think about them because you're so concerned about what you think you have to do. In order to live, in order to survive, you have to breathe in order to live. You cannot live without your breath. You can live without money, but you cannot live without breathing. You cannot live without your bloodstream. You cannot live without your heart. You cannot live without your liver and your kidneys. You cannot live without everything that the Creator has gifted you and is absolutely irreplaceable, except you have the Creole Life Centers and whatnot who are taking the body parts of other people who have left parts of themselves and gone on to other places so that other people who abuse themselves can buy their body parts. And it is a total bastardization of that which is really intelligence in life. And we are witnessing the epitome of stupidity in the efforts of so many people who swear that they're intelligent doing that, which is not consistent with the purposes, duties, obligations, responsibilities of conscious being. Being conscious is about being in love with your life. Being conscious is about being conscious of the being that is in everything and everybody. It's having reverence and respect for that being, that intelligence, and to know that that intelligence is absolutely awesome. And to know that you as a point of that intelligence is also absolutely awesome, and you should not be killing, destroying, and defiling yourself, thinking that there is something greater for you within the world of materiality and capitalism and polished with metal and stone, or that you can come to a point where you really know no glory. You worked yourself literally to death until your body became so defiled, so contaminated that it was no longer suitable habitat for a living spirit, and you were evicted into the spiritual worlds without ever having realized or taken the time, the conscious time, energy to program every atom and every cell of your being towards immortality. So if you cannot navigate in this physical world across all of the planet by yourself without maps and teaching and understanding and directions, then why would you think that you'd be able to be birthed into the spiritual worlds without any preparation and would find yourself in a glorious and heavenly place of existence without any effort? For prosperity and harmony and unification and liberation and integrity and ethic and morality and being able to be qualified for continuance in existence are things that we have to apply ourselves to. We have to earn them. We have to cleanse and purify ourselves and learn how to be still, be quiet, and listen to the intelligence of our own being and the intelligence of all being, and to grant every being its right to be. You and I have this now moment of eternity to accept the awesome responsibility of facilitating our own death and rebirth by consciously looking at ourselves, looking at our lives, looking at our habits, looking at what we do, and making a decision to commit every atom and every cell of our being unto absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth. If we would come into unification and harmonization, it should be as a result of our individually and collectively asking to be unified and harmonized with the intelligence of life, the intelligences of existence, the forces of existence, so that we can stand firm regardless of how strong the winds blow, how high the waters rise, how much the mud slides, how much brush catches fire. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence, of an absolute and eternal presence, and our continuance in existence is contingent upon our realizing, realizing, really seeing, and consciously seeking that qualification in being whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul, in order for us to have the greatest degrees of abundance and prosperity and joy and delight and health and integrity and all of the things which allow us to live a full life, to live with reverence and respect, to be respected and honored, and to qualify for our eldership with our health and our faculties and greater wisdom and understanding. You will not get that which you do not apply yourself to, and that which you have not asked for, and that which you have not earned. There are prerequisites that we must come to accept in surrendering unto the laws of life, not the games of agreement of these people here, but into the laws of existence, the whole of existence. So light and that love, that peace, that awesome presence and intelligence is triumphant as the reality of our lives. On behalf of all orders of existence, on behalf of all of those who have come before us, on behalf of all of those whose blood was spilled needlessly upon this planet, and whose blood is continuously being spilled upon this planet for greed and for food and to support the death industries, you and I have opportunity to stay afloat upon our spaceship Mother Earth in the realization that we dwell by virtue of the presence of that absolute and eternal presence, whose presence is all there is existence itself. And the earth is like a cell in its body, and it shall be brought unto the order of the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. And you and I, if we pray wholeheartedly, ask wholeheartedly, and submit truly unto it, then we shall be resurrected as a global family and be able to issue in and usher in the kingdoms and queendoms of light and stand in the integrity of who we are as the children of that which you all call God, in the authority of the intelligence of existence, not to be moved, not to be destroyed, not to be killed, not to lose our lives, and not to sacrifice moments of earthly pleasure and degradation when we have infinity and eternity beckoning us to ever exalted levels of conscious cosmic citizenship, conscious immortality, conscious son and daughtership, and God and goddesshood. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with that opportunity to take some time, to be still, to get quiet, to become a little bit more reflective and thoughtful, considerate, and grateful for the blessing that we've each been gifted with each and every breath we take, with every beat of our hearts, for every step that we've made, and to come to a point beyond all of the isms and schisms and religions and demonic nations and denominations and all of the things that keep us separate, to get us to realize that wherever we are, wherever of hue of people we are, whether we are the ascendants or descendants of humanity or those who are kind of human, that each one of us has inherent duty, obligation, and responsibility in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence, of an absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. That thing, that essence, that being that many of you all call God. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us as a human family, as a global community, to acknowledge the common unity that exists between us, regardless of our socioeconomic status, regardless of our preferences, our individual differences and commitments and all of those things that make us uniquely who we are. We still are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And it is time for us to get quiet, to get still, and to be present in the presence of the absolute and as points of the presence of the absolute. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself. And you and I are here specifically, purposefully, dutifully, whether we're conscious of it or not, to radiate, to reflect, to magnify, to glorify, to personify, and to exalt the absolute supreme being that is our supreme being and is the supreme being of all intelligences throughout all of existence itself. With each and every breath we take, with every beat of our heart, with every step that we've made on behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of all of those who sacrificed for us, who schooled us, who lifted us, who strengthened us, who fed us, who nourished us, who hugged us, who loved us, who forgave us, who disciplined us, on behalf of all of those whose labor facilitated our being able to walk a stronger walk, our being able to articulate more effectively as a result of them doing that which was necessary so that we could pursue a finer and more qualitative and substantive education, for those who have led the way, who blazed the trail, who pioneered the path, for those who sacrificed and were sacrificed on behalf of all of us who are living now, on behalf of those who have yet to come, on behalf of all creatures, all beings, all living things. You and I are held in the reality of that absolute reality that is presence, that is intelligence, that is awesome, that is unfathomable, that is just the totality of all there is existence itself, and everything in it, everything of it, everything with it, everything by virtue of it is absolutely divine. And there is an inherent perfection, an inherent beauty, an inherent poise and peace and calm and truth that exists throughout all of existence, except where there is chaos and distortion and defamation and dysfunction and dis-ease and imbalance in the hearts and the minds of those who are thinking people. And so it's necessary for us to take time to reinforce each other. Take time to be in communion, common union with each other by virtue of the very breath that is in us, by virtue of the heartbeat that is pervasive throughout all orders of existence itself. We live in a now moment that requires us to become very poised and very still so that we may actualize, realize, harmonize with the absolute power of existence, which is with the intelligence of all of existence, which is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself beyond all philosophies and ideologies and scriptures and books and religions and saints and saviors and prophets and gurus and belief systems and opinions and theories. There is an absolute reality that holds all of us absolutely where we be right now. And there is a direct line of communication that we must establish with that absolute presence, its absolute intelligence, its absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, and call forward for its absolute light to triumph as the reality of our lives, so that every atom and every cell of our entire beings is completely charged in the light of the intelligence of that which we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of that absolute and eternal presence which some of you call God. Every now and again, we should hold ourselves still to consider exactly where we are with ourselves. Every now and again, it's necessary for us to hold ourselves still and realize that we are completely founded and grounded on our earth that is moving through existence in its own time, in its own element, by virtue of the intelligence of the whole of existence. And she has her point and her space and her place in the cosmic, as does every other world and realm and planet and heaven and hell. And you and I exist on her, and she provides everything for our sustenance and maintenance and evolvement as living beings, spirit beings, having a physical material existence in a physical material realm and world that is completely immersed in the infinitude of existence itself. Timeless and eternal. The earth is like the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is as the presence and intelligence and manifestation of that supreme being and its beingness throughout all there is. And that cell that the earth is to function according to the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. She cannot function outside of the order of the intelligence of that which has created her, imbued her with life and intelligence and the capacity to exist and to have flotation within the realms of infinity and eternity, a cosmic reality, a universal participant. Every now and again, it's necessary for each one of us to take time to realize that there is indeed timelessness, and we need to relax, and we need to breathe, and we need to really understand that there is absolute intelligence that is governing and running and responsible for everything, and there is absolute law that governs it all. And it is the love of the absolute, it is the love of the supreme, it is the love and the care and the reverence and the respect of that intelligence that permeates and animates every point of existence that we can harmonize and unify and be in agreement with, so that we can have a harmonized and unified state of mind and consciousness that will allow us to truly throw off the lies and the misconceptions and the theories and opinions and all of those things that keep us separate, so that we think that there is someone that can be purposed in existence to work against existence itself, and it is not true. So many of our populace gets up every day and works on behalf of interests and companies and corporations and agendas and self-interest groups that do not have the wellness of the whole as their point of inspiration for doing what it is they do every day. We have so many people who are employed by those corporate entities, corporate deities of death, who produce and manufacture and market and distribute things that are poisonous to the environment and to the babies and to the pregnant mothers and to the elders and to the earth itself. And they've got college degrees which have decreed them the ability to be out of order. There is no process in our matriculation in life that authorizes us to work against the wholeness of any being. There is no authority that God has gifted anyone to be outside of its order, to be outside of its light, to be outside of its commandments, to be outside of its purposes. And the purpose in existence and the purpose of all beings in existence is to perpetuate themselves, is to truly be that which they are as intelligences of existence. And every living, creeping, flying, moving thing across creation here has purpose and duty and responsibility that allows the earth itself to be more whole as a result of the intelligence that the Creator has gifted the earth with all of her creatures. There were none of them designed so that we could just kill them indiscriminately. They were not purposed here so that we could just do any doggone thing to them and feed off their flesh and their blood and their bones and use them as commodity for luxury and vanity and stupidity in the wastage of the intelligence of life itself. For that which we do will be done unto us. And upon realizing that there is law in life, that you reap what you sow, that you will get back what you put forward, then there is no agenda that should be about killing or undermining anything or anybody, because that will come back to you magnified. So realize that those who have established government and religion and business and capitalism and all of these things on the nations and races of people as a methodology for generating capital or money to fulfill their own desires for greed and polished wood, metal, and stone, that these people have a serious harvest to reap as a result of the seeds of degradation, the seeds of distortion, the seeds of dysfunction and disease and demise and distortion that they have been planting for the last several thousand years. It is the end of their disorder. It is the beginning and the dawn of a day in which the eternal laws and eternal order and the eternal government will have absolute dominance and rule upon the earth through every Adam of the earth and throughout all of the cosmic. Directly prepare yourselves to be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and harmonized so that you may participate as one of the Creator's own. You may see the triumph and you may know the glory of having been renewed and rebirthed, realigned, reattuned, salvaged, and delivered into absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute peace, absolute poise, absolute power, absolute potency, and absolute prosperity by virtue of the triumph of absolute light is your reality. These people cannot commission you. They cannot legislate you. They cannot legitimize you to do that which is an inherent and antithetical to what it is to be human. We cannot be here as purposed in being devils or Luciferians or Satanists to work against the well-being of anything and anybody. We should all be harmonized in a delight and a love and a joy and a reverence and a appreciation, love and appreciation for the blessing and the gift of breath and heartbeat and being, and allow every being its right to be that which the Creator intended for. You were told not to kill. You were told not to kill. And in this day, that commandment and edict can be even further articulated as thou shalt love and reverence and respect the intelligence and the presence of the Creator, the intelligence of existence itself as it is manifesting and womb manifesting through every order of being. For when we have a true reverence and respect for life, when we have a true reverence and respect and understanding and inner standing and resolute standing with the reality that there is law that governs life, when we will make the time to cultivate the intensity of our own desire and soul's fire to be in light, to be harmonized in the love of the absolute and for the presence and opportunity to truly exist as the participant in consciousness with the absolute, then we can come into degrees of harmonization and synchronization and greater rejoicing and delight and upliftment and liberation and resurrection for where we have been. For that love and that desire will short-circuit the Willie Lynch chips. It will put us in a position where we can use everything to our greater good, for the intelligence of existence is all there is. As the presence of the absolute is all there is existence itself, and there is nothing that can work against us provided that we are not working against ourselves and each other. And so it is a necessity for us to come to those points of clarity, of care, of consideration, of thoughtfulness, of mindfulness, of quietness, to realize that there is one eye that truly sees through every eye. And that eye sees you through your own very eyes. And when you take the time to look in the mirror into your own eyes, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And say, I love you, I love you, I love you. For the Creator is the one that is truly there with you all the time. It doesn't matter how alone you think you are. You are never truly alone, because every atom and every cell of your being is completely permeated, completely animated by the presence of the absolute. And that presence is ever expanding, ever pervasive, and manifesting itself through everything that we see and through the infinitude that lies beyond our vision. It is the absolute reality. It is that which we can be assured will continue in existence, whether the governments of man or the religions or the churches or the children or anybody else survive. There will be that which survives it all. For the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to perpetuate itself and to know what needs to happen in order for itself to be perpetuated, and whatever needs to happen so that it will have the last word, the last say, the final glory, the eternal stand will happen, so that every disobedient, disrespectful, unlawful, conniving, thieving, murderous, idolatrous point of presence that is self-denying, self-deceiving, will be shaken off of this place and sent into who knows where and who really cares. Because there will be order, and there will be light, and there will be love, and there will be harmony, and there will be truth, and there will be peace, and there will be law, and there will be order, and there is justice throughout all of existence, and the earth and her residents will not be held exempt. We each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of an absolute and eternal presence, which is the whole of existence itself. And there is no status, there is no label, there is no group that you can belong to that will give you greater belonging than belonging to life itself, to the intelligence of existence, to absolute light, absolute love, absolute truth, and to the lineages that you represent. So as we continue to move forward and see this vibration of 2005 ended and issue in the new vibration of 2006, we are still held in timelessness, and absolute law, absolute order, and the absolute and eternal government is in full control. And to keep us from being filled to overflowing with fear and doubt and lack and intrepidation and inhibition and all of those things that put us in a position where we don't serve our greater selves, we do not do that which is in our own best interests. We have to hold firm and hold tight and realize the blessing of our each and every breath and heartbeat and every step, and walk this walk, because it is a sacred path and we are in a sacred space and sacred place. And you dwell within the body. That's where you live. And your body is the temple of the absolute. It is the temple of God. It is that place and space where the intelligence of existence is completely present. Absolutely. Totally. And you could not maintain or sustain yourself by your own intellect without its intelligence present. You have no thought about each and every breath you take, or the heart next heartbeat, or you don't have to really function to really focus on how you function. But if you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, even natural flavored, all of those things that add greater toxins and chemicals into our bloodstreams, poisons our tissues, it creates imbalances and inharmony within our thoughts, within our brain, within our function, within our neurological systems. We will be breaking down and short-circuiting, and we will not have truly come into the fullness of our power or our potency or our duties or our obligations or our responsibilities that we have in being human upon this planet at this day and time. We're not here in disassociation. There are generations that are present, and each generation has its gift to give to the world and has its foundation to lay for the next ones. So we cannot be authorized to be here and be stupid, to be here and be uncaring, to be here and be unloving, to be here and be just out of your affecting our minds, you are here to serve a greater purpose on behalf of all life itself, on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of the intelligence of existence that permeates everything. You are completely beholden unto it. For it is absolutely that which upholds you, maintains you, and sustains you, whether you have money or not. For how long has existence been in existence before there were greenbacks with dead white men's heads on them? So money cannot be our root and our purpose and our whole focus for our living. And we'd be correct. And being correct, being right, is our birthright. To be right is your birthright. And to be right means that you are in harmony with life itself. You are in harmony with the intelligence of your own being. And to be liberated means that the intelligence of your own being is completely free to be as intelligent as it truly is. So don't feel no way about being corrected now that you've realized that there are so many people who have intentionally led you astray. Don't feel no way about being corrected now that you realize your own wrongs. Don't feel no way about standing and asking that every atom and every cell of your being be cleansed and purified, that you can stand and be renewed and rebirthed and revivified, so that you and your life and your lineages and your legacy is a living testament and testimony to the glory of the triumph of the absolute, as its reality is being confirmed and personified upon the earth. You and I cannot be held exempt from being able to participate consciously as conscious beings, glorifying, magnifying, and exalting the supreme and absolute being, which is all there is as existence itself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.